Cracking the TOEFL. Track 1. Okay, class, let's get started. Today we're going to talk about the structural functionalist theory in sociology. You guys remember last week we discussed the interactionist perspective, right? Now, that theory, the interactionist theory, focused on how people get along with one another and the way that interactions create behaviors. This theory, the structural functionalist theory, I'm just going to call it the functionalist theory, is very different. Now, we'll talk about the historical context of this theory a little bit later, but first I would like to just go over the main tenets of the theory. The basic view of functionalism is that our behaviors and actions can be best explained by the role, or function, if you will, that they perform for the society as a whole. Now, that may be a little vague. What do I mean by that? Well, let's look at some different behaviors and see how a functionalist would explain them. A good example would be the drug use. A functionalist wouldn't really judge a drug user as a deviant, a bad person. Instead, the functionalist would try to figure out what role the drug user, the person, fills in society. This seems a little strange at first, but bear with me. Think about what role a drug user fills in society. You may automatically think that the role is always negative. Crime, the cost of treatment, maybe more jails. But the functionalist tries to see the positives as well. I bet you're thinking that drug use doesn't have too many positives, right? Well, here's what a functionalist would say. While a drug user may be harming himself, or herself, to be fair, he is also benefiting society. Having drug users means we need to have more police, which means, obviously, more jobs. And also, if you think about it, more doctors, nurses, and social workers, even drug counselors. All these people would be out of work, probably, if we didn't have a drug problem. Let's keep going. Without drug users, we wouldn't need the entire Drug Enforcement Agency. That bureau employs thousands of people, you know. And there's also the Border Patrol, customs agents, and so on and so on. So, I think our example has given you a pretty good idea of how a functionalist views behaviors. Again, the important thing is that they don't really judge behaviors as good or bad. They only view them based on their role or function in society. And I think we can probably guess then that to a functionalist, all behaviors, no matter how good or bad you may think they are necessary to society. It's really a pretty interesting viewpoint if you think about it.